The trip to Salt Lake City was pure hell. Betty was literally hitting me in the car and screaming, "Uncle Warren is going to find out what you're doing. You'll be in so much trouble. He'll never let you get away with this." My brother Daryl had to lock all the car doors. My other children would have enjoyed the adventure and the ride if Betty hadn't been so hysterical. They were scared into silence. It was 5 hours of hell. While we were driving, Daryl got a call on his cell phone from my mother. We had a place to stay. Mother, who escaped just 3 days before, had contacted Dan Fisher, a prominent dentist and former FLDS member, who agreed to let us stay on his property near Salt Lake City. Dan had been born into the FLDS. At one point, he'd had three wives. But he quit shortly after Rulon Jeffs came to power and began living with just one wife. For years, Dan had tried to help people who wanted out of the cult. His willingness to help me saved our lives. When we got into Salt Lake City, we made a quick stop at my brother's to let the children use the bathroom. Moments after we left, Arthur's house was surrounded by trucks from the FLDS. The hunt was on. My brother's construction shop was surrounded by Merrill's posse before we even got to the city. They'd beaten us to Salt Lake. On our way to Dan Fisher's, I'd noticed that my son Arthur was watching the road closely. I thought he might be planning to run the moment he had the chance. He wasn't acting out like Betty, but I could tell from his body language that he was furious with me. Dan had five guest houses on his property. His wife, Leni, welcomed us with enthusiasm and gentleness. She couldn't have been expecting a woman with eight children to land on her doorstep that morning, but she seemed delighted that we had. Leni took us to the largest guest house. With four bedrooms and a large living and dining area, it felt like heaven. I started to think about getting my children fed and making sure that Arthur didn't bolt. Leni's daughter Sarah had come over and said she'd get them some Happy Meals while Dan talked to me in the main house. Dan was waiting in the dining room with a glass of wine in hand. He asked me a few questions to get a grasp of my situation and background. He was impressed that I had a bachelor's degree in education and that I'd taught for 7 years. But when I mentioned that I was married to Merrill Jessup, he stopped pacing around the room, put his wine glass on the table, looked at me and said, "Wait, did you say your husband's name was Merrill Jessup? The Merrill Jessup?" I looked at Dan, somewhat surprised by his reaction. "Yes, Merrill is my husband." "You mean I have Merrill Jessup's kids on my property?" "Yes, actually you have eight of them." Dan's face paled. "Carolyn, when people come to me for help, I don't usually go to the authorities. Generally, I don't recommend it. But if Merrill Jessup is your husband, you're not going to have even a remote chance of getting out unless you go straight to the top for help. I feel it's urgent to get the Attorney General's office involved today, as soon as possible."